Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 28th. The Colorado legislature is considering how to clarify laws on recreational marijuana clubs. Currently, some communities allow pot clubs, but the law is murky about it and measures at the State House aim to define what's allowed. Two different proposals would require either voters or local governments to approve the clubs. Benta Berkland sat down with State House reporters as part of our weekly Capitol Conversation series to discuss the details.
We're joined by Luke Perkins, a reporter for the Durango Herald, and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. Kristen, I know you've followed this issue closely. We've got two competing bills that would allow for marijuana clubs, still a lot of uncertainty about how it would actually work. Give us an overview.
Two rival proposals. The big dispute is whether you should have to bring your own pot to these clubs or whether you should have to buy it from the places, like it should be attached to a dispensary. This is an idea that's been simmering around for a long time. Colorado law actually doesn't ban it or allow it. So right now we have a real patchwork system. Amendment 64 says nothing in this amendment gives you a right to consume marijuana openly and publicly, but that doesn't really ban a town from doing it. If you want to allow pot smokers on the sidewalk, towns are free to do that now.
A lot of people are under the impression that towns wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah, the amendment that Colorado voters approved in 2012 says that there's nothing in there that allows public and open consumption, but it doesn't prohibit it either. So it's permissive. So right now, for example, in Netherlands, there's a club. Colorado Springs has some clubs. There's places that do have consumption clubs going that don't violate Amendment 64.
Luke, you were in the hearing for a bill that would allow these marijuana clubs, but you'd have to purchase the marijuana at the location. What's some of the opposition?
You know, you had the Colorado Associations of Chiefs of Police come in, and they were definitely concerned with the public safety issue of having more smokers congregate in these areas and then potentially driving drugged afterwards. And then there was also a lot of debate regarding just what the health effects of marijuana smoke are. You had the Colorado chapter of the American Cancer Society come in with statistics that were pointing to it being damaging, possibly more damaging than tobacco smoke, but there was also members from marijuana advocacy associations that had come in and were pointing to different statistics.
I heard concerns about the message this would give to the world about Colorado. We already have recreational marijuana. Folks are concerned it's sending a message that we're not a family environment for the ski industry and a lot of other tourism-based industries. Kristen, do you see that resonating, or are we kind of beyond that now?
When this marijuana campaign was advertised, a lot of people said, oh, we're not going to have Amsterdam-style clubs. And I think what you're seeing now that we're a couple years in, even critics of marijuana legalization saying, well, we have Amsterdam-style sidewalks. I smell pot everywhere I go. So wouldn't it be better to get these folks off the street? This is a big question of course, it's all aimed at visitors.
One thing worth noting about these marijuana club proposals, they're both bipartisan, which means they have a greater chance of passing. We have a split legislature. We're covering a lot of bills this session that are partisan, and we know they're not going to make it through both chambers. These bills could.
Republican Senator Tim Neville, during the committee hearing, was very supportive of the Vicky Marble bill that looks at opening these marijuana clubs. He connected it to the idea of like prohibition and how this is the law, we need to be able to better enforce it.
And Kristen, the governor has been wary about having these clubs. Could it attract more federal attention to Colorado? We've recently heard that the U.S. Department of Justice may be treating recreational marijuana more severely. We still don't know what's going to happen at the federal level.
Absolutely. That's the million-dollar question. The governor opposed a Denver measure last year to allow clubs. That passed, though. And just recently, when asked about it, he says, yes, the argument that the feds would, this would invite federal intervention. I've heard that argument used persuasively, but he did not say he'd veto it. So his decision here is a real unknown, and it's a real question whether these clubs will be allowed.
Thanks. That was Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press, Luke Perkins with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.
A measure to increase the accessibility of public records and update Colorado's open records law to include digital information is scheduled to get its first hearing at the state capitol tomorrow. The bill's hearing has already been delayed twice.
Senate Bill 40 has bipartisan support. It would require public records to be provided digitally if they're being stored that way. Democratic Senator John Kafalas of Fort Collins is the main sponsor. The goal is to make government more transparent and provide information that people can easily search. A similar measure failed last year, and a bipartisan working group spent the interim hammering out details.
We've worked very hard to, you know, come up with a compromise bill. The custodians do have some options about providing the information in the requested format. Custodians, if it's a big request and there might be some additional costs, they can recover those costs.
One sticking point is how to handle private or sensitive information, such as social security numbers embedded in metadata. The state's attorney general, along with colleges and universities, have expressed reservations. Meanwhile, the Secretary of State's office strongly supports it. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado lawmakers may ban a practice widely considered harmful to minors that seeks to change a person's sexual orientation or suppress gender identity. Eric Galatis has this story.
Colorado lawmakers will consider a bill this week that would prohibit mental health professionals licensed in Colorado from conducting so-called conversion or reparative therapy, a practice aimed at changing a person's sexual orientation or suppressing gender identity with minors. Brad Allen with the group Urban Peak, which serves a large population of homeless LGBT youth, says the new law would help young people receive mental health care that is ethical and affirming.
Reparative therapy has been discredited repeatedly by every major psychological organization in the country. What this does is it allows us to have on the books in Colorado that there will be no reparative therapy by any licensed therapist in the state for minors.
Some of the bill's opponents claim the law would impact a family's ability to choose treatment. Allen says clergy still could offer counseling even if they're licensed by the state and are exempt under Colorado law, as long as they're not presenting themselves as a state licensee during sessions. In 1973, the American Psychiatric Association dropped homosexuality from its classification as a mental disorder. Allen notes that many young Coloradans continue to be subjected to efforts to change their sexual orientation, and that when therapists project a belief that being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender is a condition that should be fixed, it can lead to internalized shame and self-loathing.
There's plenty of studies that correlate that belief with increased depression, substance abuse, anxiety disorders, even PTSD, and some of those things that are associated with that belief when put into a counseling office.
According to the Colorado Health Institute, nearly half of young LGBT Coloradans have considered suicide, compared with slightly more than 10% of their straight peers. The measure, introduced by Representative Paul Rosenthal, is scheduled to be heard on Tuesday in the House Public Health Care and Human Services Committee. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.